K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Man, I almost said my other podcast. But anyways, this is the Purple Project Pod. Eddie Greer coming to you from KC, Missouri. The Purple Project Podcast, the latest in what's going on around Kansas State Athletics. I am recording this close to lunchtime. Sorry about that. Lunchtime here in KC, Missouri, here on this Saturday, April 13th, 2024. I apologize. My text is going off. We'll work through that as this episode goes on. That's probably going to be the last time you hear that, unless it's an emergency. But anyways, an emergency postcast. K-State baseball must be in need of emergency right now. Game two, a little bit later on this afternoon in Norman, of course. Maybe I lied about that. But anyways, K-State losing. I'll put that on silent there. All right, now, got that all situated for a few minutes here. Emergency, K-State losing. First game of a critical series against Oklahoma down in Norman. Count of 12-5 last night in Norman, Oklahoma. There, nine. Whoa. So let me hang on a second. Yeah, I'm staring at a right off the bat 9-run second for Oklahoma. Keyed this win, 9-run second inning. So, Braden Davis there. He ended up. Let's see here. Maybe wrong here for a second here. Sorry about that. But we'll start with Pete Hughes for a second. Pete Hughes, after last night's game, quote, unfortunately, we had a bad beginning of the game, and that's a lot of runs to chase in a baseball game. And Coach Hughes comes on, continues here and say, quote, I say it time and time again, you have to damage control those innings in this league. And if you don't, it decides the game, and that's what decided tonight's game, our inability to do damage control in the second inning. And yeah, so I did want to get that right. Braden Davis did start for Oklahoma, went almost six innings, shut down. This case, it will really, I shouldn't say shut down, that's more wrong word here to use, but held K-State in check there after Oklahoma went out. Yeah, you cannot put yourself in a hole. Now, I think I said this a while back, and I'm going to say it here. In these baseball games, it kind of reminds me a little. Obviously, we have the Boston Marathon coming up on Monday. That's a whole nother podcast here for another episode. But that's like football, going down two touchdown or three touchdown lead or hole and trying to get out of it. It takes a lot. Now, of course, we saw K-State the other night at home. Rally back against Wichita State there, but we have seen the crazy stuff in a college baseball game, but when you put yourself in this type of hole, that is a lot to ask for of your team, and that's just not going to get it done there for K-State if they're going to progress, move on. And I wanted to do a deep dive on the box score. I don't know what is going on with the internet situation here that I have. Now it wants to do it. Okay, so Oklahoma and K-State has the better record overall going into this series, but makes game two later on this afternoon kind of a big deal for K-State here. But Oklahoma now 19-14. K-State now drops to 21-11 on the year. And Josh Winthrop end up with a losing decision for K-State. He goes to 2-2. Braden Davis now 3-3 for Oklahoma. Oklahoma 9-0 after two runs, after two innings. And then K-State didn't get anything until the sixth inning. But OU tacked on more in a third to make it a 12-0 game. And then here comes K-State, right? 1-6 and then 4-run seventh. And that was all she wrote for K-State on the offensive end. Other night there, K-State Wildcats, 5 runs, 8 hits, and an error. 12-12-1 for Oklahoma, 12 runs, 12 hits, in an error, handed out there as well. Start time just after 6:30 time of the game, 2 hours and 45 minutes. A huge crowd in Norman, Oklahoma there. 23,000 plus were there to see it in Norman, Oklahoma. Nice night for baseball there in this baseball game. As well here, we check the box score now for K-State here. Chuck Ingram kind of has been struggling, still struggling there. Struck out 3 times in the game. Kalen Culpepper only 1 for 5. 1 for 5 in this baseball game. And it looks like nobody had a multi-hit in this baseball game. Everyone got a hit. Not everyone. Kalen Culpepper, Brennan Jones, Brady Day, Jaden Parsons, who came in later in the game, Nick English, Jaden Lobliner, your designated hitter, also had a hit, and Rafia Patellar. And let's go ahead and throw Caden Phillips in there as well. Also got hits for Kansas State on the night there as well. So let's see here. K-State, Josh Winthrop, short outing, inning in 2/3, 7 hits, 8 runs given up, 6 of them earned, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Then Jacob Frost came in later to pitch 2 1/3. Then Preston Martinez and Andrew Evans, both of those pitchers pitching 2 innings apiece there to round the pitching for Kansas State in this baseball game as well. So yeah, man. I don't know what else to say right there, but yeah, game 2 later on at 4 o'clock Central Time. Once again, game 2 in Norman, Oklahoma. K-State, they need to answer back in this baseball game. We'll see what happens there. And of course, game 3 is tomorrow at 2 Eastern, not 2 Eastern, 2 Central. Getting the timelines, time zones all mixed up. But no, 2 Central tomorrow. But right now, the focus is on game 2 later on this afternoon, which will come around 4 Central time. I almost was tempted to say Eastern time again. Eddie, get it right there as well. So K-State now is, 21-11. Oklahoma, 19-14. And makes game 2 critical for K-State to try to even up the series at a game apiece there with Oklahoma, Texas, and K-State. They were the top 3 teams coming into the Big 12, coming into this weekend. And this is kind of what separation weekend. And K-State not off to the best that starts there. So, obviously, they got to clean up the mistakes. And really, like Coach Hugh said, control. If they get a lot of traffic, they have to control it. So, we'll see what happens later on this afternoon there in Norman, Oklahoma. K-State falling to Oklahoma in game 1 of our big 3-game series, 12-5. We'll see what happens in game 2 later on this afternoon. I probably said that a thousand times already on this podcast. And the pitching, Alex mentioned this. This is the Pearl Project Podcast postcast edition. Eddie Greer III checking in here for another minute or so. But yeah, Alex mentioned it on the bonus this week, which is out wherever you get you. Not wherever you get your podcast. You can get this wherever you get your podcast. But the bonus edition, only on Podbean. Greer 3 Eddie's Apostrophe S podcast. That's where you're going to find that bonus content that we recorded on Monday night. And he said the pitching has been atrocious. And yeah, it's just not giving up 9 runs in the second inning. That's not going to win you very much baseball games. You might want to get it. You might. Look, if your offense can dig out of it, then sure. Because we see some lopsided scores in the past, but normally giving up that many runs early and putting in not in your offense not scoring, yeah, that's a recipe for disaster. So K-State pitching gonna have to tighten up a little bit for the rest of the series. They're even going to be competitive in this series. So we'll see if I don't know who's starting for K-State this afternoon, but whoever it is, you're gonna have to at least go 4 or 5. And let Tyson Abrams did not pitch. Mason Buss didn't pitch. So I would assume they are both available to Pete Hughes' disposal here in game 2. So we'll see how K-State responds later on this afternoon. Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available when we do decide to record Kansas State content. Weekend edition. Eddie Greer, we hope to be back. I think we'll be back for game 2. Well, actually, Probably we'll do game two tomorrow before game three. So that's the line I have right now. And we're probably going to check in with Roaring as well, as they are in action. Women's Roaring, K-State Roaring as well. They're in action this weekend as well. So we'll check in on that hopefully by the end of this weekend. But K-State needs to check in on the series or it's going to end up being an ugly one. But K-State loses to Oklahoma in game one, led by a huge second inning by the Sooners on the offensive end. 12-5 the score. See what happens later on this afternoon. For Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Another post-Cavs edition of the Pearl Project Podcast is in the books. We will talk to you a little bit more later on this weekend. Go Cats.